The idea of carried interest and how controversial it is may depend on what context you're talking about. Most folks, you know, the targets of this legislation is really the hedge funds and the private equity funds, but also it can bleed into other contexts where it's not as controversial. You know, your typical real estate development project or any type of business where you might receive an interest in the profits, you know, there's potential for capital gain there. And the question, the debate has always been, well, should you get capital gain treatment on that? You're really providing services. So that's kind of the backdrop for this carried interest legislation and the controversy around the issue. So in 2017, we got a new section of the tax code, section 1061. And it really is, it's aimed at you know, taxing more of these interests as ordinary income. But the way it does it is really a very targeted approach. There was always a question of, well, if and when we get some type of carried interest legislation, what is it going to look like? How broadly applicable is it going to be? Is it going to apply to any type of profits interest in a partnership? Is it just going to apply to certain industries? That was never clear. So we get section 1061, and it ultimately becomes a fairly targeted approach. And we'll talk about why that is as we get into the detailed requirements. But just to talk a little bit about the way section 1061 as a statute works, the way it attacks carried interest is, it says if you have a carried interest, a partnership interest that's subject to 1061, if you have capital gain with respect to that interest, whether that is capital gain allocated to you from the partnership or whether that's capital gain recognized on the sale of that partnership interest, typically you would get capital gain if you've held that interest or if that asset has been held for at least a year. What Section 1061 says is, well, in order to get capital gain on certain partnership interests, you have to hold the asset or the partnership interest for 3 years. So it just extends the holding period for these partnership interests. That's the basic operative rule of 1061. The statute itself was not the model of clarity. There was a lot of unclear aspects of the statute. It was kind of apparent that it was drafted quickly, maybe hadn't been fully baked before it was enacted, but the basic concepts were there. It was kind of clear from the statute that what they really wanted to target was the hedge funds, private equity funds, and they wanted to do that through extending the holding period. But what we really needed was some clarity on what some of the parts of the statute mean, because there were some ambiguous aspects of it. We got some proposed regulations finally in July 2020. It was a large regulation package, and a lot of those proposed regs were helpful. They provided a lot of helpful clarifications, but there were still some questions, and it seemed like the proposed regs might take an overly broad approach in some ways. So then there were lots of comments. New York State Bar, Texas State Bar, many organizations provided comments to the proposed regulations. And we got some final regulations in January of this year. And we'll talk about some of the more detailed aspects of the regulations. But you know, the main overview is that the final regs really adopted the proposed regs in their basic form with some modifications in these four areas here on this slide. One has to do with capital interests. Because the statute says that Section 1061 doesn't apply if you receive a partnership interest in exchange for a capital contribution. It only applies if you get a partnership interest in exchange for services. So there were some modifications on how that exception applies. There was also some rules around whether you could qualify for that exception if you borrow the capital that you contribute. And then there's a look-through rule that we'll talk about a little bit later in the final regs that's important. And then there was also a lot of debate about how Section 1061 might or might not apply if you transfer a partnership interest to a related person. The proposed regs took a very broad approach to this, would have really accelerated a lot of tax for certain transfers that really shouldn't from a policy perspective. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as well.